Around this time of year, high school seniors everywhere are applying to colleges, but before they can go to college, they have to graduate from high school, which is a tricky process if they don't understand the requirements.
The required classes that you have to have to graduate are like economics, AK studies.
22.5 credits.
4 years of history and English, and 2.5 years math.
A year of English 9.
Science, you have to have, I believe, 3 years, one which needs to be a life science and one which is a physical science.
World history. A year of U.S. history.
Mix and match electives as long as one of those is a composition requirement.
The state of Alaska decides what the minimum requirements are to graduate high school, but school districts have the ability to add more requirements if they see it fit. Diamond High School curriculum principal Marty Lang explains.
The state of Alaska, I believe, requires 21 credits. Anchorage School District requires 22.5, so we've specified some additional credits that students need in order to attain that Anchorage School District diploma.
Anchorage High School students Jonathan Walther, Lauren Summers, Joey Towsley, and Janelle Von Bergelin have some opinions about the required classes for graduation.
I do not believe that the PE requirement should exist at all. I think that should immediately end.
I don't really know how I feel about like AK studies and economics, how those really apply, and I'm not really sure why they're required to graduate.
Economics and U.S. government are more important than lifetime personal fitness and AK studies.
There's no advanced AP AK studies that they can take, plus the fact that it's a semester class, and it's hard for a student who take a schedule full of year-long classes to try to fit that in. And I think it just takes away valuable time that high schoolers could spend making better achievements.
Alaska Studies is a new requirement to the Anchorage School District, and as students explained, it hasn't been getting a great response. Diamond High School principal Cheryl Guyette explains why it has become a required course.
That came from, you know, a belief on the board that our students, we have such a diverse state, and especially in Anchorage, we're so diverse, that we needed to have a better understanding of each of our histories and our cultures, and that that would promote better citizenship, more productive young people.
Government teacher Lem Wheelis makes an interesting point about citizenship and education.
If we're going to have a democratic republic, we have to have an educated citizenry. In fact, public education in the United States started initially for the purposes of educating people to be good citizens. That was the original basis of it. It's become much less of an emphasis today as math and science and other things, but that was the heart of it, and I think that's still one of the chief purposes of the public school system is to prepare our citizens.
While making students well-rounded citizens is important, high school education is also about preparing students for college.
Our school especially does a really good job of preparing people.
I think I've definitely learned enough, a lot, and I will continue next year to be able to do well at college, but I think there's definitely a lot of room for improvement.
Not all students feel sufficiently prepared. The general response from high school teachers has been yes. If a student works hard and does well in the classes they take in high school, they can be prepared for college. But college isn't always the right path for students. Some head directly into the job market. Band teacher Jason Edwards explains.
I don't think they're prepared enough to go into the job market straight out of high school. As far as the actual credits and requirements and classes that are covered, I think that it's a broad enough base of math, science, English, literature, social studies that if they do well in those classes and if they put effort towards those classes, then yes, they are prepared for college level courses and going on beyond high school. However, I think that the work ethic and the amount of effort that a lot of students put into it is not sufficient to go into college.
History teacher Greg Brown agrees.
When Nickleby came out, No Child Left Behind, we started using things like the APEX program, which, although good, and we have wonderful teachers here working with it, but it's still flawed. We have found ways to allow people to pass without really developing the discipline and the academic ability that they need to succeed in life later on.
One solution for getting students prepared is vocational education, educational training that provides practical experience in a particular occupational field. It started as shop class, metalworking or woodworking, general hands-on education. But once technology advanced, it became more about computers and electronics. Vocational education is no longer a part of most Anchorage schools. However, there is the King Career Center for students with particular career interests. Alaska Studies and Psychology teacher Derek Brewer shares his thoughts.
I think it's been sorely missed. And I think what it would do is it would allow students who right now don't quite see themselves in the academic world, see themselves in a place where academics matters to them because they can apply it to something that really excites them and gets them enthusiastic. I was part of a secondary school here back when Bartlett first opened up, and they had great programs in there. They had auto shop, they had wood shop, and I took them all. Pottery, had this pottery class that you would take. You know, I loved it. And it was, at the time, you know, when I was a, you know, a freshman and a middle schooler, those were things that I really needed to do in order to help me discover the kind of learner and what it was I really wanted to be when I grew up, because I had no idea. Unfortunately, I don't think we're addressing all of everyone's needs, every student's needs. If that's our goal, to meet everyone's needs, then we need to be able to come at them with some different directions.
Diamond High School English Department Chair Marcus Reese echoes these worries about not addressing the needs of each student, though his thoughts lean toward writing.
So when you start making requirements that all students have to take, it's at some point going to limit the choice of some students. Our current system, where we have a composition credit and then 3 semesters of elective English, opened up a variety of classes. Now all 11th grade students are taking English 11, and our options for 12th grade students are limited. English 11 is a great class, but should all 11th graders take it? I don't think so. And so my sense is that the requirements are keeping choices for students down.
Clearly, there are complex issues and discussions that go into deciding graduation requirements. Students, parents, and school district employees often question these decisions, but Diamond History teacher Greg Brown maintains a high opinion of the Anchorage School District's efforts.
I think that despite, you know, things I agree with or disagree with, Diamond in particular, and the Anchorage School District, in a more general sense, provides some of the best education you have outside of prep schools in the country, and it has for a long time.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Cosette Isaacson.